Let's do this final hour of Burton's Break here. Portland Sports Leader 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody.
I have a competition problem.
Big spring line coming up 9:30.
Oh, get out of here.
Our ponies didn't win last weekend.
Did you see the controversy this week?
He's not running.
What are we doing?
It's too close together. They don't want to risk it.
Didn't they space the calendar out so they could do
this? I
think
that starts till next year. I think next year they're starting.
Cry me a river. Secretariat did this back in the day. These horses used to be tough.
We didn't use the load manage.
Soft-ass ponies.
Playing 65 games.
What are we doing?
What's happening?
I mean, I don't know if anybody does more disservice to the sport other than boxing.
Can we also be serious, too? Like, I know that I'm not the biggest horsey race guy. The Kentucky Derby is the only one we care about, isn't it?
No, when you get to the brink of doing the Triple Crown, I will
you gotta
watch
win
that one.
Two. If you win the first two,
what is it? The Preakness
then I'll
is
watch
next,
the third.
Right?
But I'm not even going to watch the second one. If I find out the horse won, then you'll get me to watch the third one.
I see. You can get me if I'm around it.
Because this horse was a long shot. They were like
a 23-1.
If it's a favorite going in and like, damn, that was dominant, then maybe it piques your interest.
I don't even want to hear
it. It was in last place the whole race.
I didn't want to hear the excuse of why she's not doing it. I'm sure she gave some valid reason to McAfee, but I was like, we're not going for it. Like,
they care about the longevity of the horse, man.
This is like
the horse is humping right now.
Mayweather and Pacquiao avoiding each other for 5 years.
It's happening.
Shut up and fight.
I want to read some thoughts here, both on Twitter and the fan text line. This is pretty. Pretty solid responses so far, not going to lie. We were talking about Justin Herbert. a couple that came in. Hopefully Justin won't go full Russell Wilson and end up being a massive douchebag. I think there was more there with Russell Wilson to begin with.
I don't know, man.
In terms of the douche levels.
Didn't have a celebrity until now.
It's true. I can't disagree with it. Somebody said the only people Tom Brady open mouth kissed were his kids. That worked out for him. Is that the secret to winning Super Bowls?
No, I hope not.
Because if it is, you're all asking your quarterbacks to do it. Do it. Herbert doesn't have kids. He's screwed.
No.
He's got no kids to open mouth.
I'm just saying, if Russell Wilson would have appeared in a song of this caliber with Sierra,
we would have killed him for it.
So, like, I think rightfully.
I also think we're doing that a little bit with Herbert.
Oh, right? We are doing it. Yeah.
Mr. Unlimited.
So, we say, how often is this going to get played in the quarterback meeting room as a joke?
Oh, endlessly.
He's going to walk into the locker room with the whole team and they're going to be playing this song.
They will never let him live this down.
Yeah.
And that's the way it
and
should work.
Care.
In a good locker room, he'll laugh it off and it'll become a fun thing that they can joke about.
Right.
We also asked the most random injuries that you've ever had around the house. And, dude, some of these phenomenal stuff. So let me read through a couple of them. Somebody said, listen behind on the Odyssey. Most embarrassing injury at home. Had some friends visiting from out of town. Got an Airbnb for everybody, including my wife and I, to stay at because we live in a one-bedroom apartment. Mm. Hit a badminton back and forth in the backyard. Don't even think we had the net up. Buddy hit it a little high. I take a little hop to reach it. Came down sideways on my foot and sprained my ankle pretty good. Was hopping and limping around the rest of the weekend.
Oh, my God.
Let's see here. Leaning on my garage door frame, hand in the frame, and close the door on my own hand. Crush my thumb nail to where it is going to fall off. The whole thing is purple.
Sheesh.
And I am an idiot.
Yeah.
Another one. I was at the Rose Garden for Dame's game winner against Houston. 0.9 on the clock. My buddy and I did the jump back and bump thing. Randomly, I tossed my back. Greatest game I've ever been to, but I was on the IL for a few weeks after that. Somebody said, I also dislocated my shoulder opening up my car door. I have a shoulder problem, so I think that's back to the other shoulder point.
Shoulders and backs, man, they're just brutal areas.
Home injury, my dog plowed into my knee and hyperextended my knee, and I have a deep bone bruise from it. Somebody said, my buddy tore his rotator cuff trying to take his kid's stroller out of his trunk.
That
is brutal. We got tweeted one, threw the back out at the ripe age of 38, grabbing the steering wheel, climbing into my Jeep after loading the girls in their car seats into the back seat. That call into work with the boss was fun the next day.
Also got another one. Most embarrassing home injury. B was in the house, thought I grabbed a magazine to kill it, accidentally picked up a phone book, threw it through a window, glass for a round, I cut my hand.
Whoa, dude, what? That, dude,
some violence happening.
We are now encroaching on with doors and window open season because it's been nice. The fly getting into the house territory.
Yeah.
Oh, they are my arch nemesis.
You got to look up what flies don't like. They hate lavenders.
I will end
citronella
up,
plants. They don't like those.
I've taught the kid how to, like, when a fly gets in the house,
you kill it.
I hand him a towel.
Oh,
and he walks around like, like yep. waving the thing, trying to get it.
It's funny how many people in my family used to make fun of me for like being actively the fly killer at every get together, because if a fly touches food, I will never eat it.
No.
Don't care if it was 0.2 seconds. Every single fly touches crap. And guess what they do when they land on anything? They throw it up. So like I was always the guy at update. I was always the guy at the party. I would have a fly swatter, and for like 10 minutes, I'm ignoring the conversation to kill every fly. I used to get made fun of for this in my family. And now, as the years go on, guess who's jumping on board? Every single person.
I want to get one of those electric zappers again. Do those still exist? Remember those?
They're a little overrated.
I know that they are, but it seems more enjoyable doing that. I want to torture my flies. I don't want to just take them out. I'm not just opening up a window. I want to make you pay.
If I hear it, I don't stop. It does not stop until that thing is dead. It is now the prioritized thing in my house.
Because I'm with you. Like, especially if it's around, like, you're getting ready to start cooking dinner and you're going to put food out on your counter and, like, you're starting to prepare. Like, I got to get rid of that fly before I do this.
So I'm
That's why the Breaking Bad episode was so bad, but also so spot on.
Yeah.
They couldn't stop working until they got rid of the fly.
I will show up to people's barbecues. I'm this weird. And if you are just like openly leaving your food out on a table in or out of the house, I will.
Before or after cooked, or does it matter to you?
After cooked. Like, okay. Let's call it chicken. You know,
so we cooked a bunch of chicken thighs and put them out on a plate.
Dude, I will go through your cabinets, find aluminum foil, and I will cover your food. Because this willy-nilly, we're letting flies crap on my food, no big deal thing. Get out of here. We're not cavemen. Have standards and respect everybody. I'm not eating your food if a fly touches it. I cover people's food when they don't ask me.
The hell's the matter
I've
with
had
you,
somebody
man?
At a party
it's
I didn't
food.
Know.
Why do you care if there's a bug on there?
Who put the aluminum foil here? And I've turned around and been like, well, I saw a fly around. And they'll just kind of look at me like, I barely know your name.
Get out of my kitchen, man. Why are you going through my drawers looking for my aluminum foil?
Sorry,
How
dude.
Many drawers do you look in before you give up or do you keep going?
Because
you never know where it's going to be.
I usually am pretty good at finding it.
Are you pretty automatic?
Yeah, we go through a few drawers there. We'll do whatever it takes to find that aluminum foil.
Somebody said there's a bug gun you can buy. Now I've
salt
Googled
guns.
It. The bug assault gun. Have
salt
you ever
guns.
Used one?
I've always it. Wanted to try.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
Dude, they look awesome.
But if you're a bad shot.
Yeah, like, do you have to just get, is it like good spread? You're in the general vicinity, it'll kill it, or do I have to directly hit the fly?
I think it's like a mini shotgun. I think it's a little
with
spread.
The spread. I get the,
yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like a BB gun. Yeah,
the fly version of
precise
that.
With it.
I want to buy one of these
you
now,
should.
Man. Walking around, can I get one that pumps too?
I think so, yeah.
To your
like,
little heart's
looks
desire.
Like guns, basically.
Yeah. I'm like, this has intrigued me. I'm not going to lie. This is a great idea. I need to get one of these for the summer.
When I was...
Does they sell these at Ace Hardware? I'm going to Ace this weekend.
I was roofing one summer for my uncle, and we were staying at he had a trailer at a park, so we'd be up there all week in like the Tacoma area. And me and my cousin, who's about 10 to 12 years older than me, we were just bored. And so we arm wrestled. And in the midst of arm wrestling, he didn't win... And I didn't win, but I ended up, like, severely hurting and straining his arm. And he had to basically call out of, back out of work.
He couldn't go to work.
And then guess who got yelled at?
You.
The one 12 years younger, because his arm
wasn't strong enough and he
wasn't
got hurt.
As strong as my arm.
How do you not beat a kid 12 years younger than you?
Well,
I mean, come on.
We're lifting here, dude.
It's all that creatine you were on back in the day. Somebody said, I sneezed and pulled out my back this morning. That's a tough start to your Friday. Yeah. That's going to ruin your weekend, too.
Yeah, you just hope that you take care of it and it goes away randomly.
Hopefully you don't have a lot of activities playing this weekend. That's tough. You get it to, like, if you got kids, you got games going on, you're traveling around driving.
It might rain next weekend,
getting
dude.
In and out of the car.
Yeah, our last nice weekend.
Who said, I fell out of a golf cart and broke my knee. That's tough. Falling out of a golf cart's a big fear. Tore my right MCL and PCL playing with my dog in the backyard.
That's not good.
And people saying, yeah, it spreads like a mini shotgun, and they have ones with the pumps. I'm buying one of these, dude. This has changed my whole summer. Me and Ted, can I get a kid's version of it for the little guy, 2-year-old? I mean, he would probably shoot me in the leg. What happens if he shoots me in the leg? What's the ramifications here?
I'm waiting for your wife to more be like, no, Teddy's going to shoot his eye out. Now it's his.
When can I start with guns
Red
with kids?
Red Ryder BB gun.
Is that still allowable? Do kids still play with guns?
No, they do the airsofts.
Okay.
If they're doing guns, I think they do the airsofts.
They still do like the old cap guns that sounded, remember those?
No.
Well, yeah, and then they make the loud sound like you were shooting something, but you weren't actually shooting anything.
Do you remember the ones that had smoke?
Yes.
You'd like put them in, make the sound, and smoke just.
Those were incredible. Is that still a thing? Or are guns like too taboo now that kids can't play with them?
I feel like you could find those, but I don't see them very often when I go to a toy section.
I see them in stores from time to time, I feel like, but I don't ever. We have so many kids in our neighborhood. It's like Kidapalooza. They're all over the place. A lot of them in like middle school age. That like that's like prime gun playing territory.
Oh, you're going to be a Spokane Karen soon.
And none of the kids play with guns.
Scooters everywhere.
Oh, dude, the scooters are out. Yeah, they're there. There was a guy, I did the old man, some kid pulling a wheelie in front of me as I'm walking yesterday. I'm like, you know how dangerous that is? Do you know? Do you know what could happen if you fall off that? Lucky you're wearing a helmet.
You said that to him?
No. He zoomed by doing a wheelie.
You said that like
I said
out loud
it privately to,
yourself? To
myself. Do you realize how dangerous that is?
There's a couple kids that have
you
like
could fall over, seriously injured.
The
yourself.
Really nice bike ones. And the funny thing is some of these have like dirt bike bent fenders, even though they're clearly bikes.
Right.
And there's like a couple kids, and I'm not going to call them dense. I'm a straight call them fat.
Dense.
When they go by, I'm always like, do a wheelie. Just out of like the.
Just a chance.
See? You learned a lesson today.
Now you fell over backwards.
But yeah, dude. I would never go Spokane Karen. I also am shocked how little the police.
The scooters are out of control.
Well, I see,
out of control.
I see kids on Sunnyside like, going down the main roads. And I'm like, dude, get off the road.
Yeah, we did a lot of dumb stuff. Every kid does dumb stuff.
No doubt.
Every kid does things that put their body in risk of getting injured.
I'm more jealous of them than anything, but like also like it's crazy. They're just going 30 miles an hour.
Mine was trying to jump my Razor scooter 2 feet into the air. We are not the
off
same.
The curb.
You're going 38 miles an hour down a road doing a wheelie on a scooter.
They're breaking speed limits in school
yes.
zones with these bikes.
Yes. Putting people at risk in the neighborhood. I was just risking I could fall over and get a boo-boo on my elbow.
I'm jealous. I mean, I mean,
if I was that young, I would be riding those things all over the place.
The worst
sure.
one is at the Fred Meyer I go to.
So my kid loves the bug saw gun. Don't shoot at each other. It hurts.
Yeah, okay. I imagine.
Noted. Thank you.
The local Fred Meyer, once in a while, these little, they're almost like mini biker gangs, I guess. There's like 7 or 8 of these kids.
Little scooter gangs riding around in the neighborhood.
And they've got the fat tire bikes.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, those things are going 30 and they're not going basically, they brought them into the Fred Meyer and they were blocking the entire self-checkout stand. Because one was paying, but they all were like going around.
Wait, they rode their bikes into the Fred Meyer?
They're not riding them, but they're walking them over standing with the handlebars.
What are we doing here?
And I'm like, why couldn't you guys just tie those up outside? I don't know if they're worried.
Hell in a handbasket.
We live in
here,
Happy
man.
Valley, dude. Yeah. Nobody's stealing that.
Not a lot of riffraff around here.
I leave my windows down every day.
They didn't even let me go to the park with a dog off the leash in Happy Valley. Nobody's stealing your motorcycle.
We went to Depot Bay for spring break. Guess what wasn't shut and was wide open when we got home for the 4 days we were gone? My front door. Completely open. We thought somebody broke in, and it was either my wife or my daughter just did not shut the door all the way, and it blew open, and for 4 straight days, day and night, door open. Nothing was gone.
Somebody said to bring the two segments together. Dirt's definitely going to get hurt when Teddy Ballgame takes out my balls with a fly shotgun.
Dude, if you have a testy removed because of an assault bug gun, that's
coming full circle.
That's worse than Herbert's music video.
I asked for this. I was the one that brought this into the household. Buddy, do not shoot that thing at me, okay? Right, we're into
that's
teaching.
Terrible.
He loves shooting hoops. He's getting into passing, but his passing half the time is just chucking a ball at your face and then saying pass afterwards. Like, dude, no. You got to give me a heads up for it. You can't just throw things at people, all right?
Yeah.
So if I bring one of these things home, I'm definitely getting hit in the balls with it. So we got that to look forward to.
Synergy.
We did have some great injury texts that came in. I appreciate all those. Matthew Boyd, that's brutal. If you're a Cubs fan too, I remember.
4 to 6 weeks, meniscus.
4 to 6 weeks. He's out for a bunch. Yeah. Jeremy Affeld, I want to say it was. I think he was a guy. He always would get hurt in weird ways when he was on the Giants. One of the times I believe was he was trying to break apart 2 frozen burgers with a knife and he sliced his hand open.
Ooh.
Like he's had a handful of these type of injuries where you're just like, how did he get hurt? And he's out for how long? And it felt like it happened every year of the year while he was in San Francisco. So weird ones can happen, man, but it hurts because Cubs are having a really good year, but their starting pitchers keep getting hurt.
I still think to this day, one of the dumber ones that nobody believes is Dustin Johnson's injury.
Nobody will ever believe
that. Do you remember that?
I do. He said he slipped
on the second to last step.
On his stairs, Airbnb. And he was wearing socks, and he slipped, and he hit his back on the stairs. With all the cocaine that guy's done and who he's married to, nobody believes that.
Jeff Kent breaking his wrist, washing his car.
Yeah, that was riding a motorcycle, and they just wouldn't acknowledge it. Because that was in his contract, that he couldn't ride a motorcycle.
Somebody said a masseuse
broke. Dude, Bumgarner had one. Remember when Bumgarner had an ATV injury?
Well, he didn't deny it, though.
No, he came out and was like, yep, my bad.
And then there's a story about a masseuse breaking Carlos Correa's rib.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Rub too hard. Actually, that happened to me. The last massage I got, which was a few months ago. Dude, deep tissue?
It's too much.
She was digging her entire fist into my, like, spine.
Yeah.
And it hurt in the moment, but I'm like, maybe she knows. Dude, my neck was messed up, and it messed my shoulder up forever.
It's brutal.
I just got over the injury.
I can't do it. It's like, I mentioned it a couple weeks ago, but it's like the equivalent of when you go get Thai food, and they're like, what level do you want, 1 out of 10? You don't say 9. Because you don't mess with their heat.
6, to be honest.
No, you say 5, and your mouth will be burning. That's where we're at with massages now.
Yeah,
you got to say middle level severity. I can't anything over that. You're screwed. Last time I got a massage, I was sore for a week.
I think I'd rather just get into the sauna,
just slightly, a
little hot tub,
just a gentle rub, man.
You know what I mean? Get a steam going,
hit my pressure points a little bit.
I'd rather just do that, I think, than just be touched violently.
Lather me up with oil.
My body doesn't relax enough for a massage, so yes. I much prefer just simply hot showers or a sauna or hot tub.
Like, ease the muscles.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. You got to ease the tension.
Well, I have the
baby.
Therapy gun anyway at home, and that can feel, man. If you're sore, ooh, that one can hurt. But you kind of keep doing it to yourself. You're like weirdly in on the pain of it because you know it's going
to
help you.
I love doing it to myself. We got a couple of games in the NBA playoffs tonight. I want to get to that in a moment. We're not sure, so we teased it earlier in the show. We have our video guy, Jake Sutchman. It's his last day. He's leaving.
I don't think he's showing up, dude.
And we're now wondering. I haven't. Is he here yet?
Let me go check.
Oh, he's here. He's here. He pulled in.
He's here.
Should we bring him into the next segment?
Let's bring him into the next
segment. Okay, so since we're going to do that, let's get a quick little peekaboo, if you will. Of what do we expect?
Peekaboo!
Tonight, you get game 3 back in Philly.
This is the quickest peekaboo of all time.
The 76ers are favored? 3-0, or do we get a 2-1?
Questionable here.
I think he's going to play.
I'm going to take Philly.
Philly to win?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a series.
The series is over. They lose.
San Antonio favored by 4.5 on the road in Minnesota tonight. What's the Dosunmu storyline? Is he coming back?
I think he is trending. I think I saw yesterday he's trending towards coming back.
Okay.
So
they need another score.
I'm going to say T-Wolves +4.5 at home.
So we're on the same bet as the other night. It's not going to cash.
No, I'm taking the points here. I'm not doing money lines.
You're not going to do money lines?
So yeah.
4.5. Philly is favored, though, so you need Philly to win.
I'll take Philly money line, Wolves points.
Okay, +4.5.
Yeah.
A tight, dude, competitive ball game.
That atmosphere in Minnesota is going to be electric.
You can make me howl tonight.
Which, by the way, I hate watching the team. I love having back in my life Detroit
basketball.
The whole arena.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It is. That's the one thing. I feel bad for pooping on that series because it is cool that Detroit's good again.
Dude, those are great fans.
Like, they're good fans.
Their organization's been a disaster for a decade. They're finally good again.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm cool with them making it to a conference finals. I don't particularly enjoy watching them play.
If they had another score, it'd be more enjoyable.
Without a doubt. They need one more piece, and I think they'll realize that as the playoffs come to an end.
Yep.
I tend to agree with you, but I also hope it's not biased thinking. I'm on Philly and Minnesota tonight. Let's see if Jake wants to come in for Jake's Takes. It's one of the final segments of the week. It's his final day at Odyssey Portland.
Jake's Takes, top 5.
Jake's Takes, top 5. What will his takes be? I don't know. Is he going to come in? I don't know, but we'll find out next on The Fam. All right, welcome back in. This one's going to be fun. He made it. He is here. The man of the hour himself. His final day at Odyssey Portland. We call him the Such Man. Jake Sutchman. What's going on, buddy? Welcome in. We got a turn. I don't know if he's...
There you go.
You're
good.
What's going on, Jake?
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing good. What's the feeling like? What are the vibes like in the office? Final day today. So for those who don't know, Jake has been our esteemed behind-the-scenes social media, YouTube, video editing.
Like, any video you've seen has been Jake.
All of the stuff on social media, on YouTube, it's all been this man for the last almost 3 years. Mm-hmm. Does it feel weird last day in the office today?
It does. I've really enjoyed my time here. One of the things I love the most about being in here is just how much of the market you're able to understand and how much of the city you are and how connected you are and just how much this medium resonates with people. So it's a bittersweet day.
Okay, you're from the New York area. You're a Yankee fan.
Sure am.
You know what it means to be a passionate sports fan. What has been your takeaway 2.5 years of diving into the Portland sports landscape of us as sports fans?
Great question. I think with the Portland sports fans, there.
Ding there, dude. Yeah, you just gave you a great question.
Damn right I did.
How about that?
I think it's more Portland sports fans are very passionate about the Blazers. And I think, you know, with the Timbers and kind of doing research into them, Timbers fans are. They're a unique breed, but a fun breed. I was talking to a guy who hosts a Timbers podcast last night, and they were saying that Timbers fans, you know, they follow the Timbers. They love everything Timbers, and that's it.
Yeah.
And Portland sports fans are a lot more subdued because I think there's only one major of the big four leagues in town, and there's not real unifying team to rally behind. Like, you know,
right.
You go up in Vancouver, everyone's a Seahawks fan. Here, it's you got teams from
just huge mix of people.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got Lowercase, who's a Steelers fan out there. You got Morang, who's a Raiders fan. There's a lot of Niners fans in the area.
You're a Jets fan, you poor bastard.
Yeah.
Dusty's a Patriot fan.
He's Patriot fan.
You name it. It's all over the board here.
Yeah, you got Kenyon Sadiq out of it. So you're an Oregon Duck.
Class of 2022, yes.
Class of 2022. So that brought you out to the West Coast.
You're a baby.
So we, before we, because we tasked you with coming up with three takes for the week. Jake's takes. We got three Jake's takes we're going to get to.
Don't undersell this. This was supposed to be Jake's takes top five.
That's okay.
But it's okay. It's morphed.
He can only come up with three.
He's got three. Right.
I think upon his return to the company, when we rehire him someday, he'll give us the other two.
Okay.
Many years from now, when you're this big video editing guy, we're a massive deal, we will rehire you. We'll get the last two. Before we do that, a couple of housekeeping things that we need to get rid of. One, is this the year Oregon wins a national championship?
I don't want to jinx anything.
Right answer. Number two, can you power rank the most enjoyable host to work with over your last 2.5 years?
Ooh.
You don't need to do weekends. You don't need to do actually the 6 day part or seven.
Yeah,
day
let's
part
do a ranking here. Your
top power ranking one through seven, most enjoyable to least enjoyable.
Oh.
And remember, you are leaving the company after today.
Yeah, we literally.
And
don't
I
care.
Am taking you to go get a beer after the show. So if you say anything bad about somebody, you're going to be out of the office for a while either way. Here in about 45 minutes.
And if it's me, I'm not going to judge you.
No,
I've had many a time where I felt like I've made you uncomfortable. So. Go ahead and rank away, buddy.
Let's see here. Number one, I think I might go with Luke just because his desk is right next to mine.
So you guys spent a lot of time together.
Yeah.
How much on your ass is Luke to get up as much content from what he does, is he? Because he puts a lot into his show.
He does.
It's a very different format
yes.
than what you guys, Danny and Patrick, and the primetime guys do.
Yep.
So I think doing that hits a lot more better for short-form content with what I do with Luke, and I've told him that, and
okay.
he kind of understands the medium a bit better that way.
Okay.
All right.
So number one is Luke.
Luke Anderson.
How about that? All right.
Number two on the big board.
Number two, I'm going to go with Patrick Harris.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay,
so
P.
far,
Harris.
I'm getting a sense of if you sit near Jake,
yeah.
he really likes you.
Well, he's out there sitting next to you the entire time, buttering you up. He butters your biscuits.
That's not necessarily fair to us. We're here at 4 a.m.
Yeah, we don't have you guys after your show.
I feel like I'm being punished. Right now. Okay, continue.
Wait till you hear who number three is.
Oh, who's number three?
It's a tie for you two.
No, can't tie. It's ranked with
those. Can't tie us.
Who's three? Who's four?
Let's go, good son. We're hanging off the cliff.
Yeah.
One of us is your son.
Jake!
The other one is the
Jake!
Nephew. And you're like, Mom, I love you. And you know your son is evil.
You got one hand.
You can only pull up one.
All right, fine. I'm putting the duck before the beaver.
Thank you. Although I'm tougher to pull up than he is because I think I weigh more than he does.
Is that because of the college thing? Or is that a, let's be honest, is that a personality difference here?
Yeah. You got to stick with your fellow alma mater
guy. You got to stay in your own tribe. This line of questioning is why I'm ranked higher than you. Okay?
That's ridiculous.
This is the reason I'm three and you're four.
I can't
four.
Wait for you guys to talk movies when I've fallen off the cliff. Oh, guess who can't do it? He can't.
I'm
dead.
I'm going to listen eloquently to his movie takes, okay?
Oh,
he'll
yeah.
be my movie educator from now on.
You like Pulp Fiction?
No.
You want to talk about Pulp Fiction with Jake?
That movie sucks. All right, there's your top
See,
four.
I'm dead. You can't talk about Pulp Fiction with me.
We won't make you rank the rest. We'll just end at your top four. There's your Mount Rushmore of radio hosts, Luke, Patrick.
Why did you cut it off?
Me and you. I'm not going to make him do that on his last day, you know? I don't know who's going to be in last place.
If I would have been last, I wouldn't
people
have cared.
People get offended by it.
Right. The reactions outside right now are livid.
Pretty
they're,
solid.
They're coming through.
Oh, they, yeah. yeah. People are cheering or booing based yeah. on a ranking
Hold
system
on.
Here.
I want you to finish. I don't care what he says.
No, let's.
How about a top five? How about we get one more name? Who else shows up in the top five?
Oh, yeah. Finish out the
five. And then we'll end there.
Yeah. Well, because the other two will know.
Well, who's in last? You never know.
Doesn't matter.
There's only three options left.
All right. Well, I'll put Rop up there.
Rop at five? Okay, there's your top five right there. Sakanik and Meringue.
Sakanik and Meringue battling
for 6 and 7. All right, without further ado, now you came up with 3 Jake's takes. Your last day here at Odyssey Portland. We're going out for beer here after the show. Early Friday beer. Is it sunny outside at least?
Kind of.
It's okay. It's kind of overcast.
All right, we'll walk over.
I see sun.
We see a little bit of sun? All right. Well, come say what's up. Jake and I will be having a beer. What are your 3 Jake's takes to wrap up your final day at Odyssey
And are you going from 3 to 1 or 1 to 3?
Ooh,
what's the order
question.
Of these takes here?
Like, what's I'll go 3 to 1.
Okay.
Build up some suspense.
Okay. Number 3, Jake's takes. What do we got?
Portland is the best pizza city outside the Eastern time zone.
Whoa. Now, this is coming from a New Yorker.
That's huge.
That's big.
That's over Chicago?
Over Chicago.
That's not a pizza. That's a casserole.
See, this is why I'm in his top 4. Jake and I think alike. Great minds think alike right there.
We are in his top 3.
Well, you are not. You were outside of the top 3.
You're right. I'm dead on the cliff.
You died. Yeah, you fell off the cliff.
Let me die.
Okay, so we're a big fan of Portland pizza. What's your favorite pizza joint locally?
Big fan of, it's Detroit style, but the Star makes a good pie.
Ooh. Okay. I like Detroit style. I think Detroit style is the most underrated.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's
not
underrated.
People talk about it.
Yeah.
It doesn't get referenced as much as a New York style or a Chicago style.
Yeah.
Not that New York really has. It's just big pieces that you fold in half. That's always my go-to kind.
Right.
But then I would put Detroit ahead of Chicago. So yeah. I think that's a correct take.
Okay.
Okay, number 3, good pizza city. Number 2?
Boxing has been ruined by clout chasers, and it's become a shell of its former self.
Mm.
I don't disagree with anything you said there.
I think we're 2 for 2 on takes.
I
so
think
far.
UFC is well on its way to that, too.
Do you ever remember a time, because how old are you, Jake?
26.
26. Do you ever remember, like, a time where boxing was a bigger deal?
I remember the big Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, being a big deal.
And that one was
delayed,
too.
And that was
too.
At the end of their
it
runs.
It happened too late. They should have fought, like, 5 years before.
I remember a lot of the Mayweather fights were a big deal.
Yes.
Triple G.
Mm-hmm. Triple G. Yes. Okay.
So I remember some of that, but, like, especially over the last 5-10 years, it's just...
It's been watered down.
It's been watered down by clout chasers.
It's Jake Paul fighting...
Mike Tyson. We saw Mike Tyson's butt cheeks.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that. Good take.
Okay. All right. 2 for 2.
Now, what's your number one hottest take?
The number one take from Jake Sutchman.
I think that being kind can take you so... Never be afraid to shoot your shot.
Ooh. Okay.
Never be afraid to shoot your shot.
Michael Scott once told us... You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Yep.
Via Wayne Gretzky.
But Michael Scott put it more eloquently.
Is there any reason you have that? Like, why?
You just want to be motivational at the end of the interview? Let people know?
What did you do to shoot your shot?
Ooh, good question.
I mean, honestly, I kind of reached out. When I first moved up to Portland, I reached out to former station manager Jeff Austin I was here. That's how I networked my way into this position that got me in the door here.
There you go.
Kind of a full circle kind of thing.
All right. Shoot your shot. I like it.
So you're moving on from us, Jake. We're going to miss you, buddy. It's not going to be the same. You're a guy who's... Jake is one of those people who in the office, he's a mood lifter. You're a mood lifter everywhere you go. You got a good sense of humor. You chuckle. You're an easy guy to get along with. That's not the case for everybody in radio. It's not the case for everybody that works behind the scenes. Some people cannot be as, you know, open or laugh at the same joke. So it's not like leaving the studio every day. We usually look out there. There's Jake right there getting ready to chop up the videos for the day. It's not going to be the same, man. So we're going to miss you. Where are you going to work? Do you want to tell people where you're going?
So I'm moving on to a influencer-based ad agency called Influential. It's owned by Publicis, one of the largest communications and PR firms in the world based out of France. And I'm really excited for it. I'm going to miss this. I'm going to miss this industry, but I'm ready for a new challenge. Mm. And I'm leaving the door open to potentially come back. Who knows? Maybe 20 years from now when you guys are doing 12 hours instead of 4, I'll be back here.
If I'm doing 12 instead of 4, just Dude. End my life. Pull the plug.
Cut the check. I mean, what are we getting paid to
drop
do 12
me
hours
off
of
the
radio?
Cliff? Yeah. Are you kidding me? 12 instead of 4? That's crazy.
All right, last one for you, Jake, before we let you go. When we go to the bar after the show today and I ask you if you want a shot, and your
He's
answer
buy you a shot.
Your answer is yes.
Yeah.
What do you want a shot of?
Oh, Fireball. Easy.
I misjudged the book.
By the way, you chose him over me. Just want to note, he said on the air,
I thought
you're
you'd
hoity-toity.
I thought you'd be a hoity-toity
and
shot
quote,
guy.
Hoity-toity.
That's what I said.
You know who didn't say that about his Jersey boy?
Don't say I'm from Jersey.
Now I'm back in the top three. That backfired on you, didn't it?
It did.
Now we turned that on you, didn't we?
It did backfire on me.
Well, Jake, we're going to miss you, buddy. We're going to go get a beer after the show. Anybody else in the office listening is free to join. Although not Patrick and Danny, they can't. They'll be on the air.
It's the most offensive thing I've ever said to him. The way
that was pretty offensive.
There.
How dare you?
Well, I was trying.
How dare you?
I was trying to be cool.
How dare you? He's a Jets fan, okay? Let's get it right here, okay? Jake, phenomenal work for 2.5 years, buddy.
Thank you for everything, dude.
Thank for all the
miss you guys. This is the most fun exit interview I've ever done.
It's pretty good, dude.
Nobody else giving you an exit interview.
No, nobody else taking you out for a shot. But we're going to go take a shot here in about 20 minutes, okay?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Let's get the party started. Jake Sutchman, we're going to miss you. Final segment for us on a Friday next, 105.1 FM The Fam. There you go. Fist pumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. It's been a fun week.
Good.
Lots going on behind the scenes, the way we do the show format changed a little bit. So it's been a...
How'd you feel about it?
I love it.
I did too.
One weekend, absolutely love it.
A little more leeway here, setting up pretty good for the second, perfect third.
It seems like the flow is good.
The breaks are good.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys enjoy. I mean, we didn't talk a lot about it on the air, but I'm sure if you've been listening long enough, you noticed that things were slightly different this week. So it's I've quite enjoyed it. It's here to stay. So it was the first week, though. There's all sorts of
technology and stuff.
Exactly. But we got it figured out, and here we are 1 week down. Also, before I forget, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up, how about a tip of the cap to Brandon?
Thrown into
the captain's chair the week we are executing this massive change in how the show sounds and is operated.
Yeah, that's not easy for me.
Not easy.
Just thrown in and do a longer opening segment.
You have been battling with technical difficulties this week, so I will give you the benefit there. Yeah, Patrick Harris broke your computer, and
yes.
I think you want to break his face.
I wouldn't, but yeah.
But Brandon, not easy to do. Kudos to you. Swag was not here to oversee this, which for understandable reasons, and we're hoping that everything's good with him. We haven't heard much from him this week, so fingers crossed that everything is good. So tip of the cap to you, man. Awesome job this week.
I'm just glad I didn't steer the ship into an iceberg.
I'm also glad you woke up and you were here every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
There's a certain person that fills in, and when they fill in, they literally show up at 5:51, and I'm like, oh boy.
Are we doing a show today?
This is a little nerve-wracking for me. If they're not there, I can't do the show. I don't know what buttons to press.
I'm pretty sure I only woke up twice to my alarm, and every other night I got up before.
Panic woke up.
Yeah, panic. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah,
and once the panic wake-up happens, you're like, that's an electrical shock.
You think the universe is telling you something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're just, all right, I guess I'm up now. All right. Yeah. I guess it's going to be 3:30 today. Here we go. It's going to be a long day.
Been a fun week, guys.
Yes, you've done an awesome job and really good stuff. So a couple of things here to end the show with. We did actually just have a bit of news come out in the college football world that I find interesting for local fan bases that will impact you. We have our Fox Friday night college football schedule.
Okay.
It has been released.
How many Duck games are on Friday?
They are playing one Friday night game this year.
Who is it?
And the Friday night game that Oregon will be playing.
Probably a really tough Big Ten team.
Last year, who was their Friday night game? They did Purdue 2 years ago. Did they have two? Was it Michigan State, I want to say, a Friday night game at home? I remember that being... Do you remember who their Friday game was last year?
Rutgers, or was it...
Oh, Rutgers might have been a Friday night game.
One of those two.
Yes, good pull. I can't remember exactly. Yeah, this year, it would be Michigan State again, on the road at Michigan State. Yeah, they got a new coach, so we'll see with the Spartans. It is the second-to-last game of the season for them. So for those wondering the sequencing, they go at Ohio State, come home and play Michigan, and then they will travel to East Lansing on a short week for a Friday night game. That is what is the date of that game? November 20th. Friday, November 20th. So if you're filing that away or planning on going to that game, you better be getting there early because Friday will be the game time. The only other local relevant note out of this, they did release the entire schedule. Very Big Ten heavy. Shocker, I know. Washington is going to play back-to-back games on Friday nights this season.
That's odd.
Back-to-back weeks, one of them at home, one of them on the road.
Who is it?
They host Iowa at home on October 9th.
Okay. Do they play the week prior to that?
Let me pull up their schedule. It's a great question.
I'm curious if they're coming off of a bye for a Friday or if it's a Saturday to Friday thing.
Washington.
Be funny if Washington played and Iowa's coming off the bye.
Let's see here.
Because that's kind of how it's gone the first couple years of the...
What game did I say? The Iowa game?
Iowa.
Why is Iowa not... why am I pulling up Oregon? What are we doing, ESPN? That's not what I was looking for. Okay, here we go.
That's your second nature.
That is very true. Iowa is... They do play the week before. They play at USC the week before. Travel home for a Friday night game against Iowa.
That's brutal.
And then they go on the road and play Purdue on the road on a Friday night.
I can't speak to Purdue. What I would say,
so
though,
it'll be the 9th and the 16th of October. Those games have been announced.
Going down to LA is already going to be a big, tough game.
Yes.
And now you've got a turn and burn against a really physical, bog you down program.
Although, if you believe in the hangover effect, you do get USC the week after they host Oregon. So, just, I mean, I know there's a lot of eggs in that basket for USC that maybe you catch them sleeping a little bit.
Yeah.
Letdown week. If they win the game against Oregon.
Home, like, they don't have to leave for a couple
very
weeks.
Very true. They get them back-to-back weeks. USC yeah. does. Oregon and Washington back-to-back weeks at home. That's the back-to-back Friday thing would be weird. One, I'm fine with. I actually don't mind Friday night games at all because it kind of frees up your weekend, especially if your team wins. Like, I get the high school football argument. Totally understand it. When Teddy's, you know, playing high school football someday, I'm sure I'll feel drastically different. I kind of enjoy getting your game out of the way.
You like having the weekend.
And he's like, all right, let's wake up and have a stress-free day of making fun of everybody else losing games. My team's already won. Now, to mention the fact that I don't have to work, so it's like a double whammy for me.
Yeah.
So, but the back-to-back would be a little strange. That makes you feel like a high school football team. But Washington will be playing back-to-back Friday night games, the 9th and the 16th. We're almost here. I think that, when does the NFL schedule come out? Do you guys remember? I think we're
that's
like a
coming
week
up.
Away.
I think it's next week.
Next week, we get the full NFL schedule release.
Yeah, but you know my.
I know.
Nobody remembers the dates.
No, we never do, but it's just a fun May segment of
it
like.
It is. It's May 13th. It's next Thursday or Wednesday or Thursday.
Next Wednesday or Thursday. Okay. Yeah. We also had the Miami-Notre Dame game was announced. That's going to be a night game in South Bend on NBC.
That one I'm looking forward to.
That's one of those days, too. I don't remember this specific one off the top of my head. I can pull it up, but it's one of those days that you kind of circle and like, ooh, maybe the best day of college football of the year. I think it's the same day as the Oregon-Ohio State game. Like, there's a number of them that day, like Georgia-Ole Miss. That's a really good day of football. So they announced that'll be a 4:30 NBC nighttime kick.
Super random NFL note to throw in here.
Yeah, what do you got? A little football nugget down the show?
Seth Wickersham is reporting that there's potential buyers for the Seahawks,
ooh,
but the market has been super soft. There's not as much interest in them as people thought there would be.
Really?
There's going to be a buyer. They're probably going to set a record price.
Is that because the price is so astronomical?
I don't know.
It's unique.
He says one exec is saying there isn't as much action as there was with Denver and Washington.
Hmm.
So this is not something we've discussed, and I don't want to get into it now because we're already kind of against it.
Are you going to go millionaire tax on me?
I have a thing about this because Schneider did a radio hit on 710 where he basically openly said this is going to hurt us, and I kind of was like,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Well, I'm wondering if these billionaires who want to buy franchises, again, they're going to get sold.
And it will set a record price.
And it will set a price.
Yeah.
So maybe it's kind of a moot point. But the Seattle mayor did the waving goodbye thing that did not land well.
No.
I think people need to be taxed more of a certain bracket.
Yes.
But you shouldn't be like, I don't know, I think there's a way to just do it without like throwing it in people's faces.
From a PR standpoint, yes.
And so I think, I'm just curious if that's what's in play here or if this is just, it's the Seahawks. And I know they won the Super Bowl, but
Washington and Denver are more notable
more
historic
iconic.
Franchises.
Yeah,
yeah
right,
that's
right,
interesting.
Right.
Well, there you go. Good little show, good little week. We got a couple of games in the NBA playoffs tonight. Hopefully we get good, you know, outcomes out of them. Minnesota winning would be great. Come on, Philly. I got a ticket on you. Don't let me down.
Anything be worse than just Philly losing and they're down 3-0?
San Antonio blowing them out and New York blowing them out tonight would really suck.
It's almost to the point where I'm like, tell me when the conference finals starts.
Yeah. Carolina can punch your ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals and the Stanley Cup playoffs. That game is tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we'll see if they sweep their way all the way to the Conference Finals in the NHL, and those continue tonight as well. Buffalo and Montreal should be a really fun one tonight as well. That will do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com, at 1051thefan on Twitter, at Dirk Sprague on Twitter. Another fun turn and burn week gone too soon, and that will do it for us. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. The Firm, Harrison Meringue, is next. You're listening to 1051 FM, The Fam. I'll see you.